Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumi. It's Friday of the 19th of December, 2025. And we are wrapping up the year. And, that time of the evening that we normally discuss about business and economic affairs. We discuss trade. We discuss issues of governance and issues that are affecting our branded butter. And for today, we are wrapping up the year, especially 2025. We are trying to look at those key events that we are really proud of, those key events that are really making us as Namibians, because we have been talking so much about data, we have been talking so much about business, we have been talking so much about policies, and we criticize those who need to be criticized, we critique. And we make sure that when it comes to development, when it comes to issues of governance, we try to make sure that we bring about the context and we see how we can help ourselves, how we can help Namibia to move forward. However, today we will look at what are those things that have happened in 2025 and what are those things that can make you a proud Namibian, because, you know, there are quite a lot of challenges and there are quite a lot of problems which, you know, we have been going through as Namibians, but there are those events, there are those things that differentiate us. There are those events that differentiate Namibia, and there are those events that you can really say, as a citizen of Namibia, you are proud of, because it can't all be pain. That is not life. It can't all be pain. There are things that you also, as an individual, you are proud of as a Namibian. And the only things also that are only found in Namibia, are only happening in Namibia. Let us start with what the world have been waiting for. And it's quite very interesting and it's setting a very good example, particularly looking at the country, which is just 35 years after colonialism, after, you know, those who really colonized us, those who really, you know, beaten up and our ancestors took our resources. But after 35 years, Namibia made something which most of the world have never done. Most of civilization have never done. Particularly starting with the top level of leadership to say, what is that that Namibia have done that is a very good example to the world and that can be imitated? Is, you know, for the first time in the history of Namibia, in the history of high level of leadership, Namibia have elected the first women president and inaugurated on the 21st of March 2025. Everybody came to witness what have happened. Dr. Netu Bonandindaitwa become the first female president. It have never been done. Even those who are champions of international human rights, who are champion of gender equality, they have never done that. Not only so to be done because she's a woman, but capability also, an ability to do things, ability to move, and also ability to speak vision into presence. And that is something that we should be proud of when we are moving around the world. Let us speak even to those who say they are the champion of the freedom of free world. To say, you guys have been competing, but you have never put somebody out there. What does this say? This does not only happen because we want to show the world that we are able to do, but we are demonstrating to the world that we are ready to transform. We are ready to change. And we are ready to give opportunities to those who deserve opportunities. Undoubtedly, one of the most experienced, educated, because through my research, I understand that our president has a master's in diplomacy. He's a trained diplomat, and she has been around, quite around, during the liberation and post. And maybe when you are starting to reflect on what has been happening in Namibia, you must also be able to demonstrate that in terms of things that she spoke about, she also speaks things into existence. And she has always been there. And she understood challenges too. But one of the things that you must be able to understand, especially the main concept, the main word of 2025, is that it's never going to be business as usual. It's not going to be business as usual. And we have this a different expectation, particularly as Africans, to say, when you are being led by a female president, she needs to be kind and so loving, and a leader don't need to be too loving because you are dealing with authority. But she also demonstrated that if you are not able to be in line with what Namibia wants, she has to put the country first. And we have seen what she has demonstrated, particularly either is to call you to order, either is to replace you if you are not in line with what the nation wants. And that is already telling us, as Namibia, we are setting a very good example. And we also set a very good example to South Africa. Because when you look at South Africa, they are putting forward Thokozile Mdidiza. That is to be the female candidate. Is not yet out, but those are internal discussion within African National Congress. But to say, what did Namibia do? We set an example. We gave an example to the world. We set an example to the world that we believe in qualities and ability of people to do their jobs. We believe in qualities and ability of people to do their jobs. And when we have the first female president inaugurated in Namibia in 2025, what does it say? This is also telling us to say, a young girl child in the village, in a farm somewhere in Kietman, in a farm somewhere in the southern part of Namibia, without hope of becoming a president one day, can also do it. That can also tell you that women, particularly traditionally, who have been looked to be not be able to lead or get a strategic position, to say they are just women. It also giving us an example in terms of effectiveness, in terms of practicality, and also to see what kind of a leader did we get in 2025. It's a leader who speak words, who speak, vision into reality. You communicate one thing, and indeed it's being done. And while we are proud of our mothers, we are proud of our girl child, we are proud of our women, and the world is proud of us, we must also be able to train more women without compromising, the boy child too, to make sure that what is that we can do in terms of leadership, either it's a corporate level, a leadership at a political level, leadership at the church level, leadership at, non-governmental organization level, and leadership at international forum. Because it has been proven, because looking at the research and statistics, to say human beings are just human beings, particularly in terms of capacity and ability. We may be different biologically, physically, structure, strength, but when it comes to ability and qualities, we can compete one-on-one. We can compete one-on-one. And that is what we should be proud of as Namibian in the first place. The second thing, and those are rare cases that have never happened in any part of the world. Those are rare cases that have never happened in many parts of the world. And looking at that context too, we must also be able to look at what other things which have happened in Namibia that have never happened before. It's a youth fund. You know, sometimes we need to appreciate, and also we need to continue, growing and continue also advancing. There is one thing that that the Minister of Tourism has mentioned. Minister Indireni Daniel has mentioned something to say. There's no way in life that you can say you have arrived. We must continue growing. We must continue fine-tuning things. She was speaking at the launch of National Convention on National Convention Bureau. And she said we must continue growing. And you cannot really say in life that you have arrived somewhere, because there is always something that you should continue working on. You cannot say you are resting even when you are at home. Looking at that perspective, the Youth Fund has never been here. We have tried all we could try until 2025, when the 8th administration presented the Youth Fund, and that is really something that we should be proud of. I got into contact with few of those who got assistance from this Youth Fund, and they are indicating to me that they never had anything. Youth Fund is not tenderpreneurs which have been happening, but for us to be in Namibia, it never happened in Angola, it's never happened in Zambia, it's never happened in South Africa, it never happened even in other part of the world. But given money for free, over 257 million, almost without any collateral, is really something that we should be proud of, even if not everybody got, if one of us got something, if one of a young person in Namibia got an opportunity to complete a project, we must celebrate that. That's why we are saying 2025 has been a year of, it's going down in history as a year of history that have been made. Not only having a female president, but also having, initiatives such as Youth Fund, which catered for young people around the whole country. And we should really be proud of that, to say we are Namibians, we are Namibian young people. During our time in 2025, this is what we got. And it's continued to come. That's why today we speak at from the point of proudness, to say I was never born in a wrong country. I was never born in the wrong country. Although this country have challenges that we are facing, both of us, I was never born in the wrong country. Because if you want to see travel, be an international relations student, be an international relations researcher, study the world and see countries that you think people are living their best life. Look at other countries in Africa. Which country in Africa you think you would be born in? You come back and choose Namibia. Because something that we take for granted, as a researcher, I was able to see that something that we take for granted is peace. Is peace, is stability, and also calmness. Other countries, one of the things that we cannot take away from us, and I think we should continue guarding that jealously. And which is not only that, it's peace and stability. We are one of the world peaceful nations. Look at, you don't even need to look at the ranking. Just look at the events which are happening. Show me in Namibia a demonstration that caused a life of 1 to 3 people. You will not see that in Namibia. Not yet. It have never happened. Show me in Namibia a mass shooting. We are not inviting that, but we are saying we are very proud of that. Show me in Namibia lives of police officers under threat the judicial system, we understand few incidents which have happened, particularly with the prosecutors, and they are being dealt with. But the peace and stability is something that we should be proud of as a country. And there's also something that we should also thank, you know, our law enforcement and also those who are in charge of protecting us. The immigration, the defense, the law enforcement agencies, security clusters, those who don't sleep at night to make sure that we are safe. That is something that you cannot take away from us. Because when you look at Angola, look at Madagascar, look at Mozambique, look at DRC, look at Nigeria, look at the Sahel regions, look at Central Africa, look at Ethiopia. You must be able to be very clear and understand that Namibia peace, Namibia stability is something that everybody wants. Because if you look at in the world and places that people want to travel to, in terms of ranking, Namibia is one of those countries. If you want to look at, if you want to understand that Namibia is a most peaceful country, look at our investment, and also look at the numbers of tourism. Look at the latest report of tourist statistic of 2024, although it came a bit later, to be able to tell you that the numbers of tourists are skyrocketing into Namibia. But do you think a tourist, when it comes to a, he or she comes to a country, do they just jump into the airplane and fly? They look at peace. They look at the crime rate. They look at stability. They look at the past incidents also, what have happened. They look at the political stability of that country. Then you'll be able to understand that 2025 in history will go down also as one of those years that we still continue to maintain peace and stability. And get me right, it doesn't mean that we don't have problems at home. It does not mean that we don't have problems at home. It means that we have problems at home, but we are able to manage and navigate through. Because our ability to navigate is also very crucial. Our ability to navigate through problems and challenges as Namibians is crucial for our development. That is something that we should continue to expand on. And the other thing is that how should we keep peace and stability that we have been saying we have, or that we have.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossen Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Buck Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at Voermanbrock.com. We care.
That we have been saying we have, or that we have still have for now. Peace and stability can only be kept by happiness and life satisfaction. And I think looking forward to 2026, those are some of the areas that we should continue to expand on to say, yes, regardless of our country being the highest in terms of youth unemployment, we are still peaceful. But are we happy? Yes, we are happy, but we are not that happy. We still want to deal with our challenges. Are we content? We are not yet content. Because we are still searching, we are still trying to solve our issues of economic inequality. So, that is what of the things that goes down in history as, you know, the best escaped and need to be maintained. Now, what need to be done again is to make sure that youth prioritization across all sectors, youth prioritization across all sectors should be number one. Youth prioritization, not only in terms of job, in terms of opportunity, in terms of being part of the table, part of the dinner table, part of the discussions. That is what's going to bring peace. Because if you have an angry nation of If you have an angry nation that 70% of your population is young people and they are very angry, then that is not peace. That is destruction. That's why our God-given country, the beautiful motherland of Namibia that everybody is planning to travel into, peace and stability should be one of the things that we are guarding jealously. Put that word in blankets to say jealously. Do not let any other person to influence you to infiltrate and destroy the peace that people have fought for so much. There are people in different countries that what is the order of the day is the sound of an AK-47 assault rifle. It's the sound of a machine gun. It's the sound of bazooka. You are sleeping, packing already. People who are used to running, they don't even know which village they were born in. Go to DRC, then you see confusion. Go to Mozambique and Madagascar. A child does not even know. You attend primary school at the camp. By the time you're in high school, you are at a refugee camp somewhere, applying for papers, and you do not even know who your parents are. By the time you are done, you are on a refugee scholarship somewhere, if you are behaving, or you join the rebels. And that is something that we should really be proud of, especially to our founding mothers and fathers of this country. And also to keep it. How should we keep it? How should we maintain it? And also how should we enjoy it? Because now the environment has been so conducive for a very long time. But are we practically using the resources of our country to be very happy? And also to lay a foundation for those who are coming? Because having peace now and not being economically empowered, not being happy, being depressed, feeling also uncounted sometimes, because when you look at the numbers of depression and numbers of self-harm among Namibians, it's at a high scale. But that is not what we are looking at today. Today we are looking at positive things to say. How should we maintain that and how should we move forward? Yeah. For those of you who are listening, who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is business and economic segment. And today, the Friday of the 19th of December 2025, we are indicating to you that when it comes to Namibia, there are things that we should be proud of, and there are things that we should continue to celebrate, particularly when you are putting the head down in few days time, because if I look at my calendar very well, we only have next week, and after next week, we only have Tuesday, then the night of Wednesday, we'll be able to say welcome 2026. We are happy for you, and we must be able to see what do you have for us. Yeah, apart from what we should be proud of as a country, apart from Youth Fund, Namibian young people, we are also fortunate enough, particularly those who complete a university. I'm always telling people to say, I don't want to say I'm a content person, but I'm always telling people to say one of the things which saved me is that I was just one of those young people who were lucky to pass grade 12. And when I passed grade 12, life became so easy for me. Going to university, obtaining a degree. After that, getting a grant again to study. And I can still complain because the government is like my parents. They have a right to give me what they need to give me. But there are things which I can say, you can't get this in other countries. Studying for free. There are people who can go until a doctorate studying for free in Namibia. But let us look at the aspect of free education. That is a card that South Africa did not also see coming. Even South Africa, the founders of Free Fees Must Fall, did not see it coming. But 2025 in history will also go down as the year of free education in Namibia, free tertiary education. We may disagree with the mechanism or the process, but we must appreciate it too. To say, even at the time where the country is faced with a lot of challenges, Namibia was able to put that in place. It's not only a political communication. It's something which we wanted to see. But come January, I was reading at communication of various universities in Namibia. And I must tell you, it's real. They are positioning themselves to accept the policy direction, because it's not only how it has been, it's business unusual. In 2025 in history, as a young person and also an advocate of youth development, and not only in general, particularly quality education and economic participation of young people, I must say I'm very proud. In the 2025, I'll mark it in my calendar that we were there. That time we were there. And when that was pronounced, when the president of Namibia stood up in parliament to deliver a maiden speech, he said, you know, Namibian children must be educated. And that is a picture that is printed looking into the future. Apart from free education, one must also be very clear to say Namibia did not only do that. We were also very proud as a country to not only speak about what other countries are speaking in Africa. We were not only speaking about Africa continent, a free trade area, but we were able to partake in that. For the first time in history, we launched the first shipment as a country to Nigeria. That is showing to us how we have started. These things we don't speak about them, but these are the progress that make Namibia where it is. We can complain about our imbalance in terms of our trade balance, but that is trade. But what is very clear is that Namibia was able to send the first shipment to Nigeria and continue doing that. Not only in that, in terms of height, even in Kenya, we partook in that area of Africa, continental free trade area, and we will continue to do so. While we are there, let us also look internal. Let us also look internal and also see what other things can you think of that you are proud of. Because you cannot tell me if you are surviving now, it means that you have been safe the whole 2025. If you are breathing now, it means that at one point you went to the hospital and you are cured. If you reach home now, It means that at some point you have traveled through the best road infrastructure in Africa to reach the house, to reach your parents, where you are. Interestingly, we have also communicated and we have also seen some of the development, particularly the use of EVs, electrical vehicles in Namibia. Electrical vehicles in Namibia are not only discussions. They are not only discussions, but they are with us here. People are charging to drive in Namibia. That is Namibia for you. They are charging their cars to drive. They are not far. They are within us. They are within. And that is something that we should be proud of as a country. And I want also to look at this aspect to say, when it comes to things that are happening and we are not recognizing them, it also making us an unappreciating nation. But for today, I decided to say we are going to point out those things that we must be proud of. Let us look at crimes. I will not speak about the unsolved crimes. I will speak about what we are proud of, particularly with our law enforcement. Although we have seen challenges of robberies and also haste in our diamond industry. We will be able also to be proud of those men and women, particularly the uncompromising, the uncorruptible police officers, those who are continue to be at the forefront, those who arrest the Kariongos, the criminals, those who harvest what they did not plow. Either in the case of Nandia, and also in the case of fish rot and other things. But we must be able to be very proud to say there is progress which have been done. And something that we should be proud of in Namibia is also the communication from between Namibia and police officers. They became our friends. We have been scared of police officers. If you see there's a police car, you know, at the village, if you see a police car at somebody's house, you already know that something has gone down there. But currently, as you are speaking, the men and women in their uniform, they were able to bridge that. And I'm very proud, particularly those who are in charge of community policing, to bring that good relationship. And that is something that has been intensified, particularly in terms of Namibia. And 2025 will go down in history, particularly from the perspective of media. I think there was no time that people, even the retired police officer seniors, they were able not to communicate with us. Either is commenting, either is giving information, or either is giving advice, particularly during this. And I think flowers must be given to those who are in charge of communication, particularly from the Namibian police and city police too. Flowers must be given, because 2025 will go down in the history, will go down in the history of Namibia as a year that we had an open and also trust between communication of police officers and also the community. That's why, from media to me, as somebody who deal with media, I understand that. And the other thing that we need to look at is that I have all the reason to criticize the development in the city of Windhoek. There are things which I'm not happy with, but what I'm happy with is crime prevention strategy. City of Windhoek got a new chief. They have upgraded their game. So we look at fresh.
Smile if you can hear this message. You are blessed. You're alive. You may also realize that Christmas is not about the presents anymore. Christmas is about the gift of love. Your smile is contagious. It is that smile that kept everyone going at ShopRite and Checkers this past year. Thank you for your support. ShopRite Checkers wish you a fabulous festive season.
So we look at a fresh, young CEO. They have upgraded their game. And one of the things that we cannot take away from City of Windhoek, particularly in 2025, is smart policing. I don't want to scare you, but the whole city of Windhoek, maybe 90% is in cameras. And that really helped to prevent crimes. That really helped to monitor situation. And also help particularly those who come from various, countries to come and rest in Namibia. The whole city is in camera. And maybe my advice is for those camera to be very clear, especially in identifying people. But in terms of that, we must be very happy, although we don't see it. Other time people are being robbed in the CBD, Central Business District. Somebody pull out a gun, run into a shop, take the cash and disappear in the thin air. But now you are not going to do that, because it's going to be a live show. It's going to be a series, and you will not do it again. because your parents will recognize you on that screen, and even your girlfriend will see what you do, or your boyfriend too. But in terms of that, I think 2025 will go down in the history as a year of advancement in terms of technology, particularly within the city. I do not know about other town, and let us hope that they can also be able to imitate from that, because although our economy is not well, particularly from an individual perspective, we must be able to understand that those who have, and also those who have less, they don't deserve to lose that of which they have, but also to make sure that they benefit from those resources, and you should sleep peaceful at night knowing that you are being protected. And the other thing which have happened in Namibia, particularly that we should be proud of, is the other thing that we should be proud of as Namibians is also that we should also be very proud of our creative industry. And there was no a better moment than seeing Miss Namibia in Thailand, representing Namibia as a Namibian with confidence, and the whole world have to see us. Because although less has been invested either in sport or creative industry, there is always that one champion who make us very happy. Those years when we were growing up, it was Hitman Moses. He was knocking people up and down. He was a champion of our time, the Hitman Moses that time, and many others. Then COVID came. Christian Boma and Maseringi, they took us to the moon. They have showed to the world that there is a country they call Namibia, and you don't just play with us. We are led of the braves, and we can show you what we have in our pocket, particularly the tricks in athletics. We should be proud of that. The other time it was Delisha Matthew in Big Brother Africa. We showed them that although we're not even 3 million, although we are this population, we have beauty queens who can play the game of acting and take money at home. And this year we must be very proud. We must be very proud to our beauty queen, particularly Joanna Swartboy. We are very proud. Those are some of the proud moments to say. And it was also very good to see Namibians also supporting other people, particularly when they are, partaking at an international forum. There were a bit of some negative energy, but Namibians were able to put the tribal aside and stand out to say we are Namibians. We can fight for each other. And we must be very proud of her, Miss Namibia. And 2025, she made us very happy. I was following her, all the things that she has done online there. Everybody was looking at her. Although we did not win, we won on our own way. And this should also go to all others who represented us. The Prisca and all of them. The Selma Kamanya, the Dina Tamba, Mosho, and many other beautiful queens that we have in Namibia, to say things can be very tough, but we have those who can still make us proud even in difficult moments. But those are some of the people who, they made us proud in 2025. And we must also learn to say, looking into the future, what is that which need to be done. Apart from that, I do not want to speak about bad things which have happened at, although in creative industry, we lost a legend. He so rest in peace, Rashiham. We lost a legend. Maybe it's also now a high time that, our government and all other stakeholders should continue supporting these people, particularly in the creative sector. Those who put more efforts, but their work end up being recognized outside than in Namibia. Maybe it's a time now to build more theaters in Namibia that actors of our generation should perform and show their talent. Maybe it's also now the time now that is looking into the future that we should invest more in this creative industry. Yeah, there's 50 million on the table. I don't know how it is distributed. The other time I was watching it, this creative industry symposium, which was presented or which was organized by Bank of Namibia, especially listening to Big Ben and other players in the industry, where they say, you know, we were not consulted, but let's hope we are going to be consulted. And I hope moving to 2026, things work in differently. We are talking about 2025. We are talking about, we are continuing with business and economic segment. And we are speaking about proud moments as Namibians, particularly in 2025. And there is no better events, and I've been underlining this, which is better than public-private sector forum that have happened in Namibia. That is better than public-private sector forum that have brought out all the industrial leaders. Maybe it never happened in the lifetime, or maybe it never happened since 1990, where all the national players from private sector, media, public sector, the head of state, CEOs of key industries sit for 2 days to discuss about the future of Namibia. And as a Namibian, I must say, even if that event cost 40 million to be organized, it was worth it, because it was shaping the future of Namibia. Where are we going? Where are we coming from? And what is that that need to be done, especially when it comes to challenges that we are facing, and also challenges that the country will continue to face now. Apart from being proud Namibian, what does this teach us? This will continue to teach us to say, no matter the problems that we are facing in life, there is always an area of happiness. Even a prisoner who is in jail or in prison because of the crime that he or she did not commit, even that angerness, that person will still continue, find that moment to be happy. Even somebody who is given life sentence will still have a moment to be happy. That is why as Namibians, we should not yet give up, or we don't even need to give up. We just need to deal with our problems as Namibians. Yes, it's Friday, we must celebrate. Even that person, why do you think a beggar continue to smile and tell you jokes too? This is somebody who lost everything. That is why being number 2 in terms of economic inequality doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. It means that we still have to continue that battle. We still need to go on the front line of economic development. Being the country with highest youth unemployment does not mean that life is going to end. We still need to go to that battleground of economic emancipation. And looking at the task force that was appointed by the president, I must say, I'm very proud of the moves, but I'll be more prouder. And it's not to make me proud, and maybe I'll be more prouder and will be more happier looking in 2026 to say business, not only to say business is unusual, but business completely changed the game, the pace, and the revenue, and also the impact. Those are some of the things that I would love to see, particularly looking at how the country is going to be. Now, what is my expectation of 2026? What should be, what is that that we need to be very proud of in 2026? We would be very proud in 2026 if all the young people who get opportunity to go to university through this free education take it not for granted. Because I must tell you that Going to university, I've been with friends who did not complete the university, not really because they were not able, just because situation at home was not able, because parents were also struggling to find food to feed themselves, but they will not get money to feed these people at university. But now that we are pushed to go to university for free, just because you pass no registration money, you just go. We'll be more happy if our young people also not become what is called spoiled kids. Because a spoiled kid is somebody who is given everything, then forget the value of what is being given. We will be more happy if all the young people are given opportunity for free education, at least to perform to the best of their abilities. Because when something you did not really work hard for it or did not pain you, although it's paining the whole country, the whole taxpayers, guys, we must be able to say, those who are given that opportunity must have to, will be able to use it to the best of their abilities. Now, looking at 2026, Namibia will be more happier if we protect our resources, particularly our financial resources, and also our mineral resources. We'll be more happier if the issue of cybersecurity is addressed. We'll be more happier when Bank of Namibia next year, 2026, when they are going to release their financial stability report, the issue of cybercrime is addressed. If not addressed, mechanisms are put in place, not only to be identified as a problem. Namibia will be more happier that when we reach May, a financial action task force is not only on our back anymore. We deal with that already. When we reach May, we are removed from that grey listing. And looking at 2026, we'll be more happier if the peace and stability that we have will continue. And also, we'll be more happier if the critical cases are solved and these men and women who are in jail, they see justice. If they commit a crime and they are guilty, they go to jail. If they don't commit, let these people go home. And we'll be more happier if issues of Namdia is solved. But now, looking at 2026, there is a lot of, it's a year of, you know, a lot of expectation. It's a year of, you know, a lot of expectation, particularly from us young people, because looking at how things are now, let us hope that more money will be allocated to developmental projects. Let us hope that opportunities become rotational, particularly to those who are able to do that. And also let us hope that young people at all fronts in 2026, they are going to defend the interest of their own, and not to forget them when they enter those beautiful offices. And I will be more happier if we continue nation building projects, because we need national building project, and also we need to be proud of ourselves as citizens of Namibia. We'll be more happier that transparency will be the order of the day, because the president has stated that corruption is treason, and we don't want the treason. We want those issues to be addressed. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. We understand it's a Friday. Some of you are having a cold drink. You are having a braai. Some of you are very, very happy. Some of you are not that happy. But just put a smile on your face, even if you fake it, because trick your brain for happiness, because the mind will not be able to recognize that. And you, when you trick your mind for happiness, then you will eventually become happy. Then you think clearly. Even if you did not reach your goals yet, because remember what I've been always indicating to say. The year is not yet over. Champions Leagues, Copa delays, African Cups of Nations, World Cups. Most of the champions are defined by last minute. It's how you conclude. It's how you bring the meta to the conclusion. It's how you conclude. Because you still have enough time, you can still hit until the 31st of December 2025. But if you did not make it, 2026 is still waiting for us with open arms, and we must continue guiding one another. Those who are not feeling well, we must continue pushing one another to write the directions and do what we need to do to the best of our ability. So from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. Enjoy your weekend, your festive season, and we'll continue to engage you. Greet your grandmother, your grandfather, and also bring peace at your house. Play music, melodies of Christmas, and also let us focus on positive side instead of fighting that auntie who was also terrorizing you on the WhatsApp group. Please leave it and make sure that you build relationship. And I understand tomorrow Francina will be able to present that relationship building within families. But for now, bye-bye for now. See you around, and sharp.